If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years. And just a year ago, achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly. But that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. And it's Friday happy hour.
It's happy hour, kids. Get your cocktails. Not if you're driving.
This is such a nice PSA. Do you have a cocktail?
Sure.
Yeah. Drinking a nice Rombauer?
Oh, totally.
Yeah. I do not have a cocktail because I've dumbly signed myself up for a 10K tomorrow morning.
I mean, you just did that half. Like, this is like half of a half.
It is half of a
easy
half.
Easy peasy.
But it's also like, again, why don't I train for these things?
You're going to, what? Is it 7 miles? Seven?
This is 6.1, 6.21.
You'll be great. You're going to thrive.
I mean, I
think you're going to get your best time yet.
I would love that, but I don't think so.
I guess we'll find out.
I guess we'll find out. But also there's part of me that's like, I'm like dreading this. It's like this Lululemon one that they do downtown here. And so I'm like, oh yeah, okay, whatever. My friend's like, we should do it. I'm like, woo, I love to run. Don't really, but that's okay. And it's supposed to like rain tonight and early tomorrow. And so I'm like, is it a rain or shine event? Because if it was only a shine event, I'd be okay.
Sure.
Like if it had to get canceled, like I'd understand.
I don't want people slipping.
I want people slipping. I don't want any broken ankles. I don't want anyone falling off a tricycle into a barricade and potentially breaking their nose and blood everywhere. Okay.
Right.
You know,
but that was on purpose. That was being pushed.
True. Okay. But safety first, I just worry. And then I saw the course and here's like something that I really don't like about runs. I hate an out and back.
I don't know what this is because
So like an out and back is where you have like one point and then you basically turn around and run the same thing back.
Oh, see, I would like that because I feel like I would know where I'm going.
Yes and no, but it's also
and then you're we're getting close. I remember.
But then it's like when you're still on the out and you're not on the back and you see the people on the back, you're just like, gosh.
I get to a halfway point though.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's mile markers, so you do know, and you have your watch, and you do that. But for me, it's like sometimes I'm like the unknown is actually better for me.
Because, I'm the opposite.
Okay, that's
it. Fine. Always feels like if you've never been somewhere, and it always feels longer on the way there than the way back.
Okay, that's a good way to look at it. I do like that perspective. Okay,
yeah. So on the way there, it's going to feel far. On the way back, you're going to be
three. This has three out and backs, though. As I looked at the map, so it's like you run down one street, turn around, and then at one point, you'll take a left and you'll go down another street, and then you're like turn around. So it's like, I don't know if I like
downtown LA. Not that pretty either.
You know what? Nothing's pretty in the rain at 6 a.m., Mary.
I think a lot.
I'm not going for the sights. I am not going for the sights. I'll tell you that much. Okay. Like at least the half marathon it was like in like the like Tempe mountains. I ran in three different cities. It was Scottsdale, Phoenix, and Tempe. Like what? This one is just downtown LA, potentially in the rain. And
sounds like a you problem.
It is a me problem 100%. And I've done it to myself. So it's like I only have myself to blame. But the only thing that's like also getting me through this run is like by the time that my run is over, we should have a March Madness champion, depending on how fast I go. Otherwise, it'll happen and be crowned while I'm in the middle of my run. So let's talk a little March Madness.
Okay. So we made the executive decision and we postponed it because we knew Wes and Craig were going to be in this current Summer House episode. Courtney made a beautiful montage this morning.
I'd like to jump in too because people were being rude in the DMs. Okay. Like, what's the hold up? Blah, blah, blah. And so someone like was basically yelling at me and I said, you know what I'm going to do now? I'm waiting extra longer to post because you're fucking rude. I swear to God.
You're spiting people left and right.
You're being so fucking rude. Like, we wanted everyone to have a full day. I'm sorry that I have to sleep. Right. Jeez, how dare I ruin your day? And it's do you want the results at 6 a.m. on a Saturday? Saturday is for rest.
And we are just hoping to get an acceptance speech because...
that's
a TBD right now.
It's a Craig versus Wes. And look, this is probably one of our closer finals.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right now. So, I mean,
Courtney did a great job. I mean, she showed them both in suits. Mm-hmm. We got to see both men shirtless. Craig's was wow, wow, wow. I can see mm-hmm. that pelvic bone. Mm-hmm. Then she showed us that they're great at sports.
Yeah. Wes literally played on the Montana football
team. I
know.
I feel like they haven't said that on the episodes yet.
He's got too many traits. Too many good traits. Too many skill sets.
Every state and played football.
That would be the leading point that if someone was asking me like something about myself, I'd be like, oh, I played D1 football at University of Montana. He's like 50 states.
They both can rock eyeliner, cooks, cooks sit on top of cars.
I mean, that to me is a skill set that they should also put as like, what's your skill? I can sit a top car.
I mean, you did a great job. And as of right now, it's been a tight race. It is 55% Craig Conover, Wes Wilson, 45%.
And it's
however, so that's about 10% difference.
This girl knows math.
Exactly. 10%.
Mm-hmm. And it's only, it's kind of crazy. It's less than 10,000 votes, which is crazy because it could, there is a potential. I don't know if there's like a Cinderella story here and it's a last minute push on people's ends. Like I could see him, like if Paige had just put some sort of post, I feel like the gigglers probably would have like really thrown it over. But it's, I mean, for his first season, the man has been on 6 episodes.
Killing it.
6 episodes of a TV show. It's like those boys on that summer house.
I think it was like, it feels very much like the Beau story.
Mm-hmm. I mean, when you just get a little bit of people too, you don't get the whole thing, you know, 50 states, not the football. It's like they're an enigma wrapped in riddle and race gear. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I'm very excited to see Wes's the rest of his story. And we know that he's not dating Sierra. And I'm very curious if they're going to go the rest of the summer dating and into the fall and then they break up. I mean, it's like they're in a situationship. But I'm very curious when that kind of
devolves and ends.
Or maybe they are still hooking up on the side.
I do notice that she hasn't, like when she's posting about the weekend or whatever, they've all been like doing a really good job of like their social media posting for like episodes. And I noticed that she doesn't post any of just her and him. So I'm like, I hope it's just not messy. She's like my star. The two of them are the stars for this season. I know we'll talk about it, so I don't know if you want to go through anything else news wise, and then we can kind of jump in and talk. But
Dr. Nicole had her baby girl a couple weeks early. Super excited, Genevieve.
Mm-hmm. Genevieve Nicole, I believe.
Okay,
cute.
What else?
Oh, Anthony's a zaddy again.
All of New York, that like Bravo TV officially announced that they're all the women are back. I'm hearing rumblings of maybe two more.
Interesting. I hope they turn it up. I hope Jessel is a star. It's going to be really interesting to see what the alliances are. It's like Sai just drives me nuts. Like in the preview, she's eating cheese and it's like the big joke about cheese. And it's like, it's not that funny.
Also, Brynn and Uba are in like a L'Oreal commercial together right now. I
saw that with Brynn. Yeah. Good.
And then
they're both so stunning.
I'm shocked Jen Alliance is coming back.
It sounds like she had some stipulations though. Of, like, I'm not going to be sharing my personal life with like my girlfriend. Like I'm going to have parameters.
Which, that's so annoying. That don't be on the show.
We don't need the eyelashes.
Don't pull Kyle Richards. Okay.
You know, it's none of your business. Actually, it is.
It is. I'm sorry.
It is my business, okay? Because you know what? Whether I'm watching them or fast-forwarding them, I am putting ad revenue into the pants of the men at NBC Universal who are then putting money into your paycheck. So basically, I am paying you to be open and honest with me to tell me every detail of your life.
I really do feel like we deserve it. I'm sorry. I hate to say it.
I mean, do you want to talk a little Buying Beverly Hills? I caught up.
Okay. I still have the one episode left.
The last episode is the best episode I'll watch tonight. Girl. Okay. You want to chat? We can chat about it next week.
Yeah. Please wait. Okay. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. I mean, I said I was going to catch up and I did the homework and that's okay. That's okay. But the last episode, like it ended and I was like, oh, I still have one more. I'm like, oh my God, it just flew by.
It does. And it's also like a laundry show. You know, you don't need to watch every single moment.
Totally. But it's very enjoyable.
Have it in the background. Cook your kids dinner. Mm-hmm. You know.
What are you cooking for dinner tonight?
You know.
Or ordering.
Yeah. I don't
know. She's thinking.
I don't know. And I usually always know. But I mean, you know, it's like.
You have no craving. You have like no craving. You're like. Yeah, no craving yet.
I kind of haven't been eating a lot of whatever I want, so then you lack cravings.
Yeah. You're like, if I have a smorgasbord of everything, I don't need anything.
I also was at school last night till about 7 o'clock, so I didn't get home till around 8 o'clock last night. So that was just like a long day for me. So then today, mm-hmm. I just felt like I got to treat myself.
Yeah.
So I had, they got us bagels, so we had bagels in the morning.
What is your bagel order? Like, what are you?
It was just like they have it. I mean, I always get like everything a cream bagel. Cheese?
Are you a butter? Kind of girl. So do you like the sandwich of it all?
they had two options, you know, of different cream cheeses. So I did a plain bagel. I did half with sour cream, or the chive one, and then half with the honey almond cream cheese. I wanted one sweet, one savory.
I love
that. And I also don't love to eat first thing in the morning at 8 a.m., but I was so tired this morning. I was like, I deserve this bagel. So then at snack time, I also had a cookie, because at this point, I just decided it was a binge day.
Is butter a carb? Who gives a shit?
It was all downhill. I was just trying to survive.
What kind of cookie, though? Because here's the thing. Sometimes you're like,
it was an M&M cookie. It was worth it.
That's what I was going to say. I'm like, sometimes you're like, okay, if this is a binge day, like, I better take, it's got to be 100%. Like, yeah. I'm not half-assing this where I'm like, oh, great, an oatmeal raisin cookie. Like, no, bitch, it better be an M&M.
I like oatmeal raisin.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you know, like.
But yes, it was definitely worth this cookie.
Okay.
And I sipped it with my coffee. And then for lunch.
Did you give a dunk or no?
No dunk. Good question. Then.
It's happy hour. Then, we're allowed to do this.
Then they had Korean food for lunch, which was delicious. And I wasn't even hungry for lunch. And I said, I'm not even hungry for lunch.
And you said, but it's a binge day.
I'm going to make a small plate. And then I went back and had more. And then I came home from work and I wasn't even hungry, but I had some tortilla chips.
Well, you needed a little salty.
So that's where I'm at. And I honestly would not need to eat dinner because I'm not going to be hungry, but I probably still will. And Michael won't eat meat because it's Lent and it's Friday. So then we'll have to have some type of
fish. Great. I love this.
What about you?
This journey has been wild. Well, you know, I'm carbing up tonight too, because I've got carbs in my stomach for a 6-mile run. But I've recently self-diagnosed that I'm like gluten intolerant. So I'm having.
Suddenly came on.
I feel like I've been warranted in everything that's happened to me since I've figured it out. And but anyway, so I'm doing the Bonza chickpea pasta. You know what's up.
I'm doing that.
And then I bought the Carbone spicy vodka sauce.
Oh, yeah. I've had this combo.
Oh, yeah. And then I've already cooked some chicken. So I'm going to chop some chicken up for the protein. And then I'm going to like treat myself. Okay. I saw this TikTok with this guy basically took like, you know, our good culture cottage cheese that we love.
Of course.
I hate cottage cheese, but you introduced me to this and now I'm obsessed with it. So you
eat it every single day. I'm like, people call me cottage cheese basically at work.
They call you cottage cheese. Hey, cottage cheese. No, cottage cheese Mahoney over here.
They just like literally make fun of me every day because I have it every single day for breakfast.
But not today.
The bagel. I literally have it every single day. 9:50 snack
recess. What do you put on it?
Pretty much nothing.
Honey?
I just eat it.
Oh, you just have it. Okay. So, but I saw
sometimes
this.
Sometimes they dip it with pretzels.
Yeah. It's just the pretzels are just a shovel for the cottage cheese. Okay. But then I saw, so you put the good culture cottage cheese, you put in a food processor, but let's be real. I only have like a smoothie blender thing. So that's where it's going. And then you put vanilla protein powder and you mix it together. And then you like.
Do you freeze it?
No. And then you smash up strawberries or raspberries or whatever fruit you've got and you make a little cheesecake.
Oh, yum.
Yeah. So then I'm like, also, I have like the Chobani 60 cal because I love those strawberry cheesecake Greek yogurt. I'm like, do I add that in too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, double the protein.
I've got a dessert. I've got a dessert lined up.
What are you going to eat after the marathon tomorrow? Are you going out to brunch with friends?
Again, it's just a
10K. Are you guys having drinks?
It's just a 10K.
Yeah, just kidding. After the 6-mile run, are you and your friends going for mimosas?
The problem that I do is like when I have a race, that any of the races that I've done before, and I don't eat something, we go and have somewhere, we go for like lunch and drinks. I always just go to the drinks, which is a problem in itself, but that's another day. And then I forget to eat. And then it's like a downhill. So I think what I need to do is just go somewhere where I eat first, and then maybe we go somewhere else. It just depends. It depends on the weather. On the weather, you know? So, but I assume something like carby.
Fun.
You know, just like a casual girls run and brunch.
Right. I like that.
Can't spell brunch without run. I hate myself.
Oh, okay. Let's take a break.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Everyone is always trying to drink water. You're trying to get down as much as you can in a day, and it can be challenging, but not with Liquid IV. I tear, I pour, and I live more. Literally one stick and 16 ounces of water hydrates better than water alone. It is the number one powdered hydration brand in America. It has 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick, and it has 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks. I try to drink as much water as I can, but Liquid IV, I feel like doubles it. I'm obsessed with the different flavors. Right now, I'm a raspberry lemon girl. Also really enjoy their white peach. They're also sugar-free. They have lemon lime. They have green grape. And it just makes drinking water less laborious. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. You can get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TJG at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TJG at liquidiv.com. Spring is in full bloom. Are your finances blooming too? With the Chime Secured Credit Builder Visa credit card, it's easy to start building credit with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments with no annual fees or interest. And if your credit scores grows, so could the opportunities for lower rates on loans like cars or home loans. The Chime Credit Card Builder Visa credit card has no annual fees, interest, or credit checks to apply. You can use it everywhere Visa credit cards are accepted, and you're building credit using your own money. My favorite feature is the Spot Me. So it's a fee-free overdraft. So you just set up a qualifying direct deposit, sign up for Spot Me, and Chime will spot you up to your limit when you make a credit card purchase or cash withdrawal that exceeds your balance. The overdraft fee is up to $200 without fees with SpotMe when you set up with a qualifying direct deposit. You can get paid up to 2 days earlier with direct deposit. So with a qualifying direct deposit, you can get access to your money sooner. They have over 60,000 fee-free ATMs, and you can send and receive money using Chime. And if you are like sending out money and they're not a Chime member, that works too. And you can cash out your money fee-free. With Chime Secure Credit Card, you can start improving your credit scores right away. Get started today at chime.com/judgy. That's chime.com/judgy. Chime feels like progress. The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. member FDIC. Spot Me eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal and OTC advance fees may apply. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosure for details.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today. I've been using Ouai products for years. It's O-U-A-I, and they just launched something new. It's the Anti-Frizz Cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control, and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus, it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, it detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Ouai. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Ouai products. I'm a Ouai girly, but be fizz free with Ouai. You can go to THEOUAI.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's THEOUAI.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough. Okay. No, that was actually pretty good. So today we're going to talk Summer House and Summer's House, Martha's Vineyard.
I want to start with, can we start with Martha's Vineyard?
Okay.
I feel like it's new. I just want to run through it. I enjoyed it immensely, but it also fundamentally is not Summer House. It's Winter House.
Just, that's kind of the problem, I think.
It's not a only problem. 2 weeks. It's not a problem, but we're only there for 2 weeks. Yeah.
Yeah,
so it feels very well.
And that they're from living everywhere.
Yeah. So we've got Austin, like Amir's in Austin, like Shanice is in Tampa. We've got Preston in DC, Summer's in LA, New York. We've got like Alex, Jasmine, Jordan, all of them, you know? So it's like we're all over. So this is like, we don't want you on vacation.
Yeah. I'm very excited. We want you
on vacation, but.
Right. You know. So. Basically, we know, I mean, Jasmine just had her baby. Mm-hmm. So Jasmine, I actually feel really sorry for her. I'm glad.
I feel so sad for
Silas
her.
Is not here. I don't miss anything about him, but she's been totally left out of the group for no reason. I think she's a good friend. She has to pretend the entire summer that she's trying to be sober because she's pregnant.
The entire summer, it's 2 weeks.
Well, right.
And I think she actually ends up telling them during the season too. So she has to wait about 4 days, maybe.
But that's like got to be scary because she doesn't know what's going to happen. Doesn't sound like she's very far along.
I also feel horrible for her because I was thinking, I was like, okay, whether you guys had like drama or whatever, then Silas then also gets deployed.
And like, well, she needs girls right now. She needs support.
Yeah, like she needs their support. And it's like, that's got to be so tough being like alone, pregnant, and now you're already feeling like left out. And let's be real, her and Silas were the ones that concocted this group last year and pulled them all together. So Grant, however annoying they were like the center of the connections to everyone. And now, they've basically all connected without her.
Do you think Jordan has created this narrative to leave out Jasmine?
Yeah, you're not going to like what I'm going to have to say.
Okay.
So.
Well, because also we have to think of this. Jordan did Winter House, which was in like February.
Right.
So then she picks up back cameras. I bet she's gotten a little big for her britches. Because
she also has a victim complex a little bit to me. Like everything seems, Jordan, everything seems to like affect her. And like, you did this to me. And like and I kind of felt that way a little bit in Winter House too with her. But I like her, but I'm also just like, I don't know that she's ever chill. Okay. Is that an accurate statement to say? Like,
I didn't finish Winter House because it was so bad.
Oh, wow. Wow, you quit her.
Yeah, I was. I just, it did not.
I don't know. Just to me, I feel like she is probably the biggest cast member here within like stardom of all that, and probably has a little bit more pull, if you will.
Yeah, I mean, how can that not go to your head and like inflate your ego? Like, out of all the people, I was picked to be in this Winter House with all of the biggest celebrities of Bravo. I mean, yeah, I'd feel pretty good about myself.
Biggest celebrities of Bravo, Mary.
Come on, give that to them.
The biggest
for a show that you can go away for 2 weeks.
Some Bravo celebrities were in this. The biggest. I mean, it's just a stretch.
No, but do you know what I'm saying?
No, I get. I 100% get it. Yeah. And I still think that Preston should have been on that. On
I agree with that. I
love Preston's confessional looks, by the way. He is so styling, you know, and he has a different pair of glasses. I'm obsessed with him. I find his storyline very interesting. And I also think we're getting, I will say, I think that the editing this season is better than it was last season about us getting to know them better. There were so many people that were like randomly there in and out last year where like Shanice, she was there for like 2 seconds. We find out that she's maybe a stalker. She leaves and we're like, wait, is she stalking people or not? We're still not addressing that this year.
You still can't convince me.
No, but I'm just saying, like, I feel like we're getting a little bit more backstory on everyone. And like Preston to me was one of my breakout stars from Martha's Vineyard last year.
So his father just passed away.
Right. That's really, that storyline's really interesting to me where he's like, the funeral's literally tomorrow. I wasn't going to go anyways. I only found out he passed because I have a Google alert set.
Yeah. Wild.
And then it's like him, Jordan, Summer seem to be like a tight three. It sounds like Shanice is also in there, but you know, she lives in Florida.
Right. But it's like Summer lives in LA and Alex trying to pretend like they haven't had a thing is beyond weird.
I don't like him. I don't like Alex.
He's trash. He thinks he is so cool. Like, why do you think
Alex is John Legend's cousin, right? Yes, he dropped this on us last year. Yeah.
Yes. And why is he pretending that he didn't hook up with her? It feels like he's like shamed that he's visited her in LA and they've hung out.
He's trying to
deny it just so he can hook up with other people.
It's weird. It's like weird when he's like,
who are you trying to hook up with? Because guess what? Jordan's not going to hook up with you because she's friends with Summer and you've already hooked up with Summer. Jasmine is taken. Then Bria.
Is Bria still with Simon?
No.
Or is she married to Milo? Because you guys, Milo in that business jacket for the nice dinner. Best dressed of the night.
Bria is nuts.
She's nuts.
She goes from 0 to 60 and can come back down just as quickly and apologize.
You want me out of here? I'm leaving. Okay, so I'm back and I get it. They're cool. I'm like, whiplash.
Let me dump 2 containers of Old Bay for 10 lobsters.
Okay, also, the water was not boiling. She just let those lobsters die. Like, I'm going to, like, enjoy the cold water, psych. I was like watching him cook. I was like, no, God.
Must have been a salt.
But then Alex, so then there's also Noelle, who is Summer's friend. And then Summer's like, oh, I said she could hook up with him. I'm like, Summer, I'm not trying to be rude. And you're saying he's a fuck boy. And yeah, that's just a boy you want to fuck. But I'm like, you obviously thought it was more.
Yes.
Or you wanted more from it. And and it gave me Danielle flashbacks from Winter House. of like, I'm cool, I'm breezy. It's like, it's okay not to be cool and breezy.
But also, if someone like visits you that lives in New York and they come to LA for you, you kind of might think that.
Totally. Oh, I think there's like mixed signals, but I'm also like, don't pretend that you were cool with a fuckboy when you weren't. Like, mm-hmm. And that's okay. And that's okay. Why isn't he inviting them to events?
They weren't on the list.
To me, this seems very.
They weren't the mailing list.
And, like, there's a Summer House Martha's Vineyard chat, I bet. And I bet it's just called Martha.
You're totally right.
It is that group chat. If anybody can ask the cast, what is the group chat? I want to DM Preston right now.
Okay.
I feel like it's called Martha. And you just send a message to Martha and say, hey, here's a pop-up event in Brooklyn if anyone's in town.
Totally.
It's not that hard. Like, Alex, I'm sorry you're not in demand.
I know. I just, I hate his cockiness, I guess.
Yeah, it just bums me out. Come on.
But someone I am into is Amir.
Oh, God.
The girlfriend going to show up? Is Nick's girlfriend going to show up?
I mean, is it going to be like the surprise when she came last year and he pretended he didn't have a girlfriend? Then he's like, oh, my God, I'm so in love. We're going to move in together. Nick gives me a little strange vibes, too, because he's pretty handsy with the girls, which comes up later. And I'm like, watch.
Jordan.
Before we saw the preview, we're watching him take photos in the kitchen with his arms around them. And yes. I'm like, he's like.
It was Jordan and was it Summer? Bria?
No. Summer or Bria, yeah. But it like had his hands around. And I was like. Like, even Jordan's even trying to tell you, and I'm like, oh, okay, this is going to be an issue.
Absolutely. The man cave kind of makes me laugh, though,
too. It makes me laugh so hard.
And, like, Preston going in to steal the room, I'm like, good for you.
I love that the girls were like, we have a mission for you. You're one of us. Get in here. Yes. Everyone gets it. But I don't love, I'm like, why isn't Summer sharing with Noelle? Like, to me, a house like that is very annoying that one person gets a room with two beds.
Yeah.
I don't love that. I don't know where, like,
well, it's only like, 2 weeks. It's only 14 days.
True. 14 days. You're correct. But I'm just, I think like Noelle to me is like kind of cracking me up because she's coming. She gives me the energy of Jason from last season, who was like the flight attendant who came from like a couple of days. I don't know why she's giving me very much like his energy. And she's always kind of like memeing herself, like, like just like very like expressive. But I will laugh when they were talking about her, and they're just like, it was Nick and Alex, like, and they're talking
she's so
about
poised. Look at the way she
falls
dresses.
Over in between the beds. I was cracking up when she just sat there, like, well, here I am. I'm down on the floor all of a sudden. I loved it.
It was like a good, like, debrief, catching up, knowing where everyone is. I'm curious where the season will go.
What's going to be the drama? I mean, the drama is that Shanice is the worst dresser.
I think the drama is that Jasmine doesn't fit into the group, and she's going to be very vocal about
that. But it seems like her and Jordan, quote unquote, kind of made up on the boat. Sorry.
That would be drama.
But it seems like they kind of made up there, although it felt very much like Jordan was still being dismissive of her. And I'm like, we can't ice Jasmine out, okay? She's on an island right now.
They're definitely trying to do that.
Right? I know, and I don't like that. I'm like, yeah, but it's Bria. Like, where's Simon? I think they must still be dating because they did show a photo. Was it from Silas's deployment where it was like Bria, Alex was there?
I'm not sure.
They did a flashback photo. I know Alex was at the deployment. So, I mean, I'm excited for the show. I'm glad it's back. I'm glad Amir is back.
I love him. Too, I'm casting especially.
Amir should have been on Winter House too. And yes, I think his girlfriend will come.
I do too. That's towards the end.
And he should be nervous because she basically said she will kill him.
I think he's a good boy.
Oh, no, I agree. But I'm saying like the way he was describing her was so Stassi coded. Like when she used to be like, and then I'll take your dick and I'll chop it off and I'll put it in acid and then I'll put it in your mouth.
She's wearing the pants. Yeah, she's wearing the pants. I like it.
And I like it too. I thought this was like a fun show. And I hope that people are watching it because I think it's like these shows.
Give it a try. Give it a try.
We'll catch you up. It's in a good way.
It's also okay to not watch the first season. Just jump in.
Yeah, you could just jump in right here. But I think it's like, okay, we've got this. We've got Vanderpump Rules. We've got The Valley, which The Valley had the best premiere on Bravo in the 7-day count in like over a decade, which is insane.
It's dying.
I'm like, this is the worst day for Jax to know how to read because all of it's doing is like perpetuating his bad behavior. But it's like we have, so we have the Valley. Then we have Summer House. What do we have on Wednesdays? Top Chef.
Top Chef.
Like, we're just in like a housewives lull, but I'm kind of okay with it because these shows also can carry.
Okay. So all of April, no housewives because Jersey is.
Well, Potomac May 5th. Reunion.
Yeah. So reunions don't count for me.
Okay. Fair. But I'm just saying, like, that's still technically on, but I'm fine with that. Yeah. Cause I think it's my birthday that Jersey comes back, right?
May 5th? Yes.
Yeah. Yes. So I'll take the month. I like that. It feels like a welcome to spring.
Sure, sure.
A welcome to spring to a reprieve into summer.
Well, it's like house. Get excited for summer.
Exactly. And they are doing that with two summer houses.
Right. All right. Let's get into our Hamptons.
Okay. Let's take a quick break, though, and come right back.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com. Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time.
That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Okay, so we're back in the Hamptons. We have Lindsay and Sierra. They made this beautiful Southern meal. Lindsay couldn't be more proud of herself. Cheers to Sierra and I for this meal. She's so proud.
You guys, Kyle annoyed me so much this episode. He was hitting drama every single which way. I'm going to say it's because of alcohol, because I do love Kyle. Mm-hmm. Kyle also, by the way, a juror saw him at like a Lover Boy event and got this video. And he basically said he thinks that he was rooting for West. Everyone also thinks that Craig has won. And Craig is the Susan Lucci of March Madness. And maybe not this year. Maybe this is his year. But, like, he's never won. Always a bridesmaid, never a bride. But he said he was going to root for West.
And, guys, I hope you appreciated my segment called March Sadness and my voiceover.
Your March Sadness really made me giggle. The voiceover, the music, the photos. I think it was a really great way to honor all of the men. That were a part of
that this. Voiceover. I got the giggle saying it, guys, and I had to keep a straight face.
Yeah,
because I couldn't laugh through it. So please,
you killed it.
Please go and enjoy. It's from 2 days ago.
I loved it. I thought you were fantastic. I enjoyed it so much.
That was hard for me.
But Kyle was like a little shitster. Three different occasions here for me.
Throwing our Jesse Solomon to the wolves, trying to get a reaction from Craig about like his
and that
woman
man has and, changed.
Well, Craig did such a good job. He's like, I'm so glad someone hit on my girl. Like, I know I'm with someone hot. And he diffused the situation. And Kyle is like, God damn it. He didn't take the bait.
Mm-hmm. But he did. And here's the thing. If Carl and Lindsay are not fighting, guess who is?
Amanda and Kyle.
Like, hey, guys.
She's pissed
because. So you guys should also watch the after show. They started this week. There's the new after show.
So who's sitting with who for the after show?
So Carl and Kyle.
Okay.
Paige and Sierra. Gabby and Lindsay. And then like Danielle and Amanda are together, which is just like kind of odd. And then like Wes and Jesse Solomon.
Okay.
But they were.
So then you watch the regular show and then you watch the after show.
Yes. Yes, okay. I watched the after
show. It's on Peacock, right?
On Peacock, yeah. And they're very insightful, these after shows. But basically, they were saying kind of like Sierra, Wes, and Jesse were kind of like, what the fuck was that? Like with Kyle's like outburst, which I think is what pissed Amanda off so much. Is like, why do you have to take like a good meal and we can just enjoy our time together? And then you're going to like throw him under the bus. Like, he's new. Like, why
also,
are we doing that?
He was completely gaslighting Amanda after this. So she's like, what the hell? You're just making yourself look bad. You look like an asshole. She was so excited to get some like time away from him during the week. She was like, I had a great week. Kyle left.
But when she says that kind of shit too, if I'm at the table, I want to be like, could we not start that? We understand you hate your husband and you only like him when Lindsay and Carl are together physically. No,
I disagree, but I do think he was gaslighting her this week. And he's Amanda, like, why are you getting so worked up? Like, what's the problem? Like, she is saying, this is comical. Like, this is just ridiculous. Like, what world do you live in?
He's like, Kyle's like, I'm producing here. I'm a producer on the show without the credit. Okay.
No, I did not like that. I did not like him trying to switch it on her when he was being the asshole and didn't get the reaction from Craig that he wanted.
Right. Totally. Then my second thing was then they all go out to the bar that night and
Christmas in July.
And he pulls Lindsay to the side, gets a gin topper in his Lover Boy, which I'm like, well,
that was an interesting choice.
I was like, gin.
But I do like gin. I like gin and tonic.
Just thinks for a vodka drink, you would either way, whatever. Then he pulls, and Kyle at this point is so drunk because you can also tell when Kyle's drunk because his voice just goes like he has drunk voice, you know? And he basically spills the bean. At this point, Kyle and Carl have talked about everything going on, and Kyle is basically telling us, hey, Carl's going to pull a Luann, and despite every single red flag, we'll still marry you. Yeah, he's told me about that. And Lindsay's literally just like, wait, what? Because at this point, too, Lindsay doesn't know he's not there to not fight with her. She thinks he's doing a pickup of go-karts for human beings.
Right. So Lindsay's does a summary for Kyle and is like, so he wants the marriage more than the relationship.
But I feel so bad for her too, because I'm like, Kyle's telling this, like, why isn't Carl has figured out a way to, if we're talking about gaslighting, to gaslight Lindsay in a sense of where she's telling all these other people what's going on and not seemingly telling her. And it's like very strange.
Well, I think he tells her, but she doesn't receive it, because her whole thing is like, he is obsessed with my drinking. And if I am not happy when I'm drinking, and if I'm not a Stepford wife, he starts asking me, are you drunk? How many drinks have you had? And it's like, why does he care about my drinking if he is smoking pot or doing gummies, you know? Because I don't have an alcohol problem.
Debatable. But besides the fact, it's like, but it's also, yeah, it's like, I can see that too, is I do think he is judgmental about her drinking. And I do think that he does try to pick little fights with her.
Judgmental about her drinking because she spirals and gets
angry. But I think he pokes at her, because I'm watching, she's telling, he comes the next day. They're in the kitchen talking. She's like, oh my God, last night Sierra and I made this Southern meal. She's all excited to talk to him. He doesn't even do, he basically just goes into her face and pulls an eyelash that's like on her face, and then tells her to you know, blow it away and make a wish or whatever. You know, you did that in like fourth grade. And then Sierra comes in and is like, Carl, we're racing. He's like, okay. I'm like, there's so much. She's also tells him in the bathroom, hey, babe, you need to get new nail clippers. You cannot use these for the rest of your life. And he's just like, oh, okay.
Like, see, I thought they were very lovey-dovey. They were kissing. No. They were getting ready for the race. No. She didn't even want to talk to him on the phone before all of that.
But she might have already. Why does she need to sit in there and listen to him talk to Jesse Solomon?
Well, also, let's talk about Jesse Solomon, who's going out on 3.5 dates and he's counting a half date as making dinner at his apartment. That's 4 dates to me.
I love Jesse Solomon. I think him and Wes are such great additions to this cast and are bringing something that we've been waiting for, which I think is just summer should be fun, and they're making it fun.
Well, and he's looking for a smart girl who cares about things in the world and is organized.
Yeah.
You know?
Organized. Let me see that closet. Oh, do you have a part-time job at the Container Store? I'll date you. Oh, do you want to color coordinate the shirts that I own? Love it.
It was kind of interesting when him and Kyle were talking in the kitchen and
Kyle didn't even know. He did not even know.
And a married woman was saying, like, I'll come over and hook up with you.
Well, at the bar, she was like, oh, my God, you guys are having. He's like, oh, we're having a party. And she's like, oh, my God, can we come? He goes, well, how married are you? But I love the kitchen conversation when he said, I don't want to be 40.
Right.
He basically says, hey, Kyle, I don't want to be you. And Kyle's like, oh, my God, I totally thought that at like 33, too. And Jess's like, okay, so I'm going to bed. Like, I could see, I don't know that Jesse loves Kyle.
Oh, really?
I think he likes Kyle, but I don't know that he aspires to be Kyle.
Right.
That's, you know, Kyle overdosing on Sour Patch Kids, even though he's
loves a good drunk eating session. And who doesn't?
I love it too. I love it. Okay. Then the third thing that Kyle did is that he pushes over Wes, who just wants to win a tricycle competition. Not only that, gets the Hot Wheels flames glasses stuck on him. Ooh. The skin is still on there, and it let me know, oh, I guess they do have medics at their parties.
Right that was bad.
Why did he do that?
I don't know.
Wes just wanted to win.
He just got excited,
and Wes came from behind too. He came from last to first. Yeah. And Kyle said no. Is that what he's doing to his March Madness hopes too?
Well, it would be a true upset miracle if Wes could pull this off in the nick of time.
I mean,
still, how many hours to go? 10?
Let me look at the math. I'm not very good right now with math. That was 9 hours ago. 15. Okay. You have 15 hours still.
Okay. So what I was dying about, though, is Amanda and Paige feeling bad for Lindsay. I was shocked by this. And Paige is like, I mean, I get those Lobos. Craig couldn't stop laughing harder. He was like, I get the Lobos too, because clearly Paige gives them to him all the time. But, you know, they talk about like the sex life, and Paige being the good girl that she is, a girl's girl, she's like, she needs someone to say, you don't want to do this. This is okay. Like it did for you, Amanda.
Mm-hmm. And Amanda, you still went through with it. So Lindsay, listen to Paige.
And the end of the episode, she felt gives
happy
her.
I have to tell you, I felt happy for Lindsay in this moment, only because I'm like, one, I was very shocked that Paige was like, I'm on Lindsay's. When both of them said that, I was like, whoa, okay. But then I felt really like, I really think, I don't know why I love Lindsay so much. I think she's just been so authentically herself, and she makes for good TV. Like, if I have to choose one or the other for next summer, I want Lindsay to come back. I think Lindsay is like the better TV. I think Carl can go. He's been doing some motivational speeches. I think that's right up his alley. If he wants to talk about his experiences, like, I would love for him to do that. I love the NA lover boy thing, but I just don't find him as interesting on TV.
I actually feel like Carl should move to California.
Okay.
Where? Feel like
LA?
Yes. I feel like he's a California guy.
Okay.
I feel like it would fit for him here. I'm honestly like, I think he needs a little bit more of a laid back.
I can see more in the Bay than down here, to be honest.
Yeah, but like a little bit more of a laid back lifestyle. I mean, he actually would totally fit in San Francisco. Like, you can have a tech job. You can go on your hikes in Marin. You don't ever have to wear nice clothes. You can just wear your Patagonias every day. Like a healthy, balanced life. I don't think he's New York. I think he's outgrown it.
He
doesn't need the hustle and bustle.
I actually kind of love that, and I agree, because I do think – I think he needs something not as fast-paced now. Like, he's just – you know, and I think – look – could Loverboy expand out here, and he really rallies around selling the NA alcohol, like those drinks out here? I think, look, I'm not going to pitch it to him, but I think it'd be, you know, and I think his mom should move out here too.
Yeah.
You know, I think that I think you're right. I think he's outgrown New York City.
Yeah. He's like ready for a simpler, slower lifestyle.
Yeah, and I love that for him. He can still do his travel and everything. And I think I just, for him, truthfully, especially as I watch this season, I don't know that the house is like the healthiest thing for him.
Totally.
And I think
okay, so now we're
what? Tell us.
We're in basically in April.
Yeah.
They're gonna start filming in July. So they like gotta be getting contracts out right now.
The thing is, like, he told me kind of like, I'll go back. Like, he's like, and I will film with like Lindsay if that's like what the case is. Like, I'm open to doing that. It's like, I'm not sure, you know, what Lindsay wants or whatever. The reunion will be interesting.
Yes.
And it's got to be.
The season feels like it's going super fast.
It is. And I'm just, I don't know. There's just something like.
Also, like, this party, this was a very fun theme. I mean, in Sierra.
Why were there 10 people there?
At first, I thought it was like the camping where no one else was coming. And I was dying. I was like, they're really going all out for this party and nobody else is coming. But Sierra, as the car wash person, was iconic.
I love that she goes, I just want to be funny. Sure, I can be hot, but I want to be funny. And then unzips and is wearing the hottest outfit ever, looking like a fucking 10 out of 10. I'm like, me too.
And Craig was looking pretty good himself. Paige got that for him on Amazon. They looked like the hottest couple.
Bravo TV, like, they posted this one photo of him and Paige from yesterday's episode. And I was like, they are so hot. Like, this is one of Craig's best looks.
And I am obsessed with Paige and her, like, being an independent woman, paying for things by herself. The Lindsay Paige conversation was super interesting. She's like, do you think, like, he gets annoyed that you're not into his money?
That Lindsay said that?
No, that Amanda said that to Paige. Like,
oh, sorry.
Do you think
Lindsay
Craig?
And Paige. I was
sorry. Going. Do you think Craig is like annoyed that you're like not into his money? Like, you don't take his money. I love that she's just financially independent of him.
Well, and I love what she said too. And he just was like, well, you know, when I'm in New York, I want us to have a nice place. And I felt like she was basically saying, cool. Well, when you come to New York, you're staying at my place. As in, when I go to Charleston, I'm staying at yours. Yes, it's ours in a sense because we're there. But I love that she said, like.
Well, no. Also, like, I'm not contributing because you own that home. Right. So do you think Perry was the boyfriend that was controlling about the money and the airline ticket?
I think so.
Yeah.
That tracks for me. He had a lot of money. He owned the pizza place. What is it called? Perry's Pizza?
No, I don't know.
Pizza with that. Perry? Perry pepperoni and pizza?
And then that was also very interesting about the lover boy stuff. Like, she didn't get paid until she went full time. So she basically did work for free. And then she's created the limoncello. There is always a bright woman behind every great man.
Behind every great man is a woman rolling her eyes.
Right.
I mean, I just thought it's been such a return to Summer House, return to good form. Like,
and we having, also, sorry, I have another.
No, please continue. Go.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm predicting that Craig and Paige are going to be engaged by the end of 2024.
That's in your predictions. Right.
But will this happen on either show? We're starting to film Southern Charm. Will this happen on camera?
She said she doesn't want it. So
which show would they pick to do it on?
I see them. Okay, here's what I see. I see it happening at like the end of the summer, maybe. Like, it's in the fall, like maybe a Thanksgiving kind of thing. You know, we're in a fall winter.
Yes.
And then I see them.
No, it's, actually, Thanksgiving. I got engaged in Thanksgiving. That's a cute proposal because you like go like, especially if he's gonna be with her family after. I think that could be super sweet for them because she's obsessed with her mom.
I mean, his family isn't that far in Baltimore.
Yeah, invite them all.
You know, they could all do, maybe they'll all come down to Charleston for a nice Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I like that we're making plans for them. I see them doing an engagement party for one of the shows, but not an engagement.
Yes.
I see that's like the opening party for one of these.
Okay. Yeah.
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 They could even get engaged. So maybe Southern Charm
the following season.
Perhaps. Yeah. Is it still going to go on? I'm going to tell you this. This is controversial though. And this is not a prediction of my official predictions. And next week we also should go through our predictions because we're done with one quarter of the year. 3 months. Mm-hmm. We'll go through and see if anything's happened. But my prediction, I forgot. Fuck. Wait, oh.
About one of the shows. One of the shows.
One of these shows is getting canceled, whether it's like a Southern Charm, a Vanderpump. Like, they're reaching the end. And I kind of could see it being Vanderpump with a transition into the Valley.
So. Yeah.
Like, there's something like that that I just, one of them has to end. Mm-hmm. It's getting to be too much. Like, plus, I think what's also happening too is with these crossover shows, like when you have Winter House, or then you have like, you know, it was like Craig, Shep, and like Austin were coming to the Summer House. And then, you know, you have all of this like crossover. Is sometimes you just kind of look at even with the Valley and Vanderpump, you look and think, why can't they just combine these shows?
Well, it should just be the Valley.
Not in a Winter House thing, but yeah, like why can't some of these shows, like if we can't have like Summer or Southern Charm anymore, move them into Summer House. You know what I mean? Like something like that, where I feel like the crossovers were fun, but now there's too many dippings.
Yeah.
That's
okay. Getting back to the show.
You have more.
Okay. I think it's really interesting. The whole house is kind of on the same page where they're pushing this narrative that they want Lindsay and Carl to postpone the wedding, which I think is what Carl proposes to Lindsay in that final scene that we're going to be able to see.
Moving it. Yeah. I couldn't figure out when he said, oh, Carl wanted to move it to January and Lindsay said no. And I'm like, is that from the November date, move it to January? Or was it the January before? Like,
I think Craig is saying, why don't you guys push out the wedding? Jesse's like, it feels like you guys are having a lot of complications with it being July and you're getting married in November. You know, Paige is like, are you positive about this? Because it's easier to postpone than get divorced. So everyone in the house is on the exact same page. And I can't even imagine if somebody was suggesting this to me as I'm like 3 months away from my wedding. And Lindsay's like, I mean, these are all flags, but like they're not deal breakers.
But this is why I'm also like, I honestly feel, and maybe Carl's doing it as a protective thing too. So maybe it's in a protection thing where he's actually not revealing things to Lindsay because like all it's going to do is activate her. She'll only let us talk about it in couples therapy. He's saying he's going to go to anger management. Where then
the
I'm
anger
also like,
management thing was very interesting.
Well, because then I was like, okay, what's going on? Is there a dark side or is he kind of doing not a victim complex in a sense, but like there's something going on of the way he talks about things where I'm like, he's either protecting himself because he can't say these things to Lindsay, but then what the fuck are you doing in this relationship at this point? And do you not want it to just, are you waiting till the end of summer to cut loose and just count your losses there? Like Carl has a game plan right now. Whether it's to protect himself or make himself look good on TV, whatever it is. But it's so wild to me how disconnected the two of them are and what he's willing to tell other people as opposed to telling his fiance.
Because it's easier.
It's just crazy. It's like he came into the party and I just felt very much that I was like, okay, bummer house. Like, stop telling Jesse everything about your relationship. Stop saying like, they don't need to know why you don't come Friday. You could just say, hey, I
can't
Friday.
You already told everyone the plan at the spin class earlier in the week.
You didn't have to say that though. And also I was right though. Last week I said, I feel like he's going to bring a car. Yes, there was a car there. Like there were so many props for this party.
Witch.
There are so many props for this party.
Though, I'd like to go to this party. I loved the gasoline shots.
Yes, it looked super fun.
Yeah.
Like, and I if anybody does a party correctly, it's the Summer House crew.
Absolutely.
Always.
Yes.
Always. Like, I'm also laughing too because Sierra couldn't remember what her outfit was called. I was like, what did you look up on Amazon?
I would say gas station car wash. No, I would say
car lot.
Mm-hmm.
Car lot inflatable.
Yes.
Inflatable is like the word, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah.
But I guess what the most shocking thing for me this week was the empathy Amanda and Paige felt towards Lindsay and them being on Lindsay's side. That was very shocking for
and
me.
And you know what's weird too is you know Amanda, Kyle has to tell Amanda a lot of this stuff. So I'm like, if
he's
Amanda,
a gossip girl.
Well, no, I know, but I'm saying if Amanda's on Lindsay's side, Kyle is like has blinders on in the sense of because Kyle's like, oh yeah, I'm friends with both of them. Like, Kyle, you hate Lindsay. It's okay. You hate Lindsay. Like, and that's okay. You know, that's your vibe, whatever. But like, you're telling Amanda all this stuff. And I feel like Amanda's like, it's all taking it in.
She'd be good on a trial. She would listen to both sides. She'd be
good on Traitors.
Yes.
She'd be like a silent killer on Traitors.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like
I would like that for her because Kyle won on it.
I know, and I feel like he's kind of pissed, like season one being like fans versus favorites kind of thing, like lame.
Yeah, like that's the thing. I actually think they should like combine the first two seasons of people that have already played.
I love that, but only Bravo Labs. I don't need the
want like the challenge people and their survivor people.
No. I know. I'm saying not the regular people though from season one.
Yeah, I agree.
Season one had half like normies. We don't need us. Mm-mm. Put them on a Bravo show first before you put them on a competition show.
Right.
Okay. We'll watch it. We're trash.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. So my plan is to go finish Beverly Hills. We can talk about it next week.
Love that for you.
And I just hope everyone has a fabulous weekend.
I can't believe we're going to have our March Madness. And next week we'll have the Hot Hall of Fame.
Yes.
So it's coming. We're just like we said earlier this week, like we're giving you just a little break. It's been a lot of abs in our face.
Right.
And
take a breather.
We need just to have a little palate cleanser.
Absolutely.
You know, but Mary, as always, such
good luck on the race.
God willing.
Let us know what you eat after.
Okay. But it's been just a wonderful happy hour. And I hope everybody has a fabulous weekend.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.